Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
And it's a day of joy, isn't it? Day of joy and excitement. Woo! And I was thinking about this morning. I was thinking about the beginning, the middle, the end, the beginning, the middle, the end of change. And we have just moved through those cycles. And the thing that just really struck me is Spirit knows nothing about change. That is a complete human experience, because Spirit is unchanging and ever present. And we have relied on that as a community for the past year. The truth that God is always present. No matter what phase of a change process you're in, God is always there. Isn't that cool? All right, so with gratitude, join me in prayer. And I just breathe in the ever-present love of the divine. I breathe in the peace, the power, the joy that is God. So many names for this rock-solid presence that supports us in all phases of the human experience of change and transition. And I welcome and celebrate a new beginning with Reverend Abigail. Fills me with joy. I know that this service today is richly blessed with new ideas, the perfect messages we need to hear through the music and the words. It's a beautiful day. And I say thank you, sweet spirit. And so it is.
And so it is.
Welcome, everybody who's online. There's three video cameras, so I'm looking at all three of them. I'm so grateful that you showed up today, too. And it's such an honor to be here. I want you to know, and I can say this already. I just want you to know I love you already. I love you already. And I'm really excited to be here, and I get to talk about one of my favorite things to talk about. I think I'm hearing, is this down a little bit better? Yeah, there we go. All right. One of my favorite things to talk about is abundance. Who loves to be abundant? I do. I love to be abundant. I don't know. And one of the things that's interesting about abundance is that a lot of, I'm going to try and adjust this again a little bit more. Maybe like that. Okay. Better. All right. One of the things that I've learned is that there's an abundance consciousness. And abundance consciousness is what we're going to talk about today. But it's something that I had to grow into. It's not something I necessarily immediately had. Because oftentimes people are born into a family of origin or a city of origin or a country of origin that is not the baseline. And the interesting thing is, even if you might be thinking, oh, abundance means that you have a lot of money, there's actually people who have a lot of money who have poverty consciousness. What is abundance consciousness? What is that idea? It's the idea of complete freedom. It's the idea of complete trust in the universe, that everything is being taken care of. And it's the idea that circulation comes through us and that we are a participatory creator in this field of abundance. But all possibilities, all potentialities reside everywhere at all times. And we are, if we choose to be, tuned in, tapped in, turned on with that abundance. Now, that's great for me to say that. But I don't know how many of you at one time in your life, maybe not now, but at one time in your life, you looked at your bank account and it made you think, is there enough? Anybody? Is there enough? Yeah, me too. I used to have that experience. Actually, when I first started in this teaching, my dad paid for me to go to a class. And I remember driving my car and I had gotten a nail in my tire or something. I didn't have enough money to pay for a tire. So I had that little donut tire on my car for like 200 miles. And my dad finally really bad because he was like, how long have you had that on your car? And he pitched in for me to get a new tire. But I didn't really have that abundance consciousness at that time. I thought there wasn't enough. And, you know, I'm a starving college student and, you know, I'm waitressing and I'm barely making enough money for rent. And I don't know if anybody's felt like that, but that's where I was whenever I got into this teaching. And I didn't realize that a lot of the ideas or things that I had taught or things that I was taught or I'd inherited was about not enoughness. So anytime you feel like something is not enough, then that is the opposite of abundance consciousness, that scarcity consciousness. So you can kind of identify, am I being in abundance or am I being in scarcity if I'm repeating that saying to myself? It could be externally or it could be internally. Am I enough? Because that doesn't have to do with money. That has to do with feeling, how I feel inside. So one of the things that I love is that abundance consciousness equals freedom. Abundance consciousness equals joy. Abundance consciousness equals flow, giving and receiving. So if you want to recognize that you are in abundance consciousness, you just have to learn to trust. And you get to learn also to expand your own self to be available for all the good that is out there for you to be available to. Basically, Ernest Holmes put it this way: we are surrounded by a universal substance which reacts to our thought and forms around us conditions that correspond to our mental attitudes. And I wouldn't just say it's our mental attitudes. I feel like our heart space has a lot to do with it as well. So basically, the outer world is a printout of our inner world. And that happens both on an individual level and a collective level. So we are both part of the individual experience and also the collective experience that's happening. So if there's upheaval going on in the world, maybe there is, there might be upheaval going on inside. If there's upheaval going on in my world, I might be able to look at my bank account or my friendships or my my health and well-being and recognize that there is something that I'm at cause in and I can be the cause. But the cool thing is, it's not just me being the cause. The true cause is the source. So if I tap in to the cause of my abundance, which is the one source, maybe you call it God, maybe you call it spirit, maybe you call it universe. If I tap into the one source that resources all, then I can be a place where that flow happens. I can be the place where abundance happens. And the great thing is, abundance is not something you get. It's something you are. There's a Sufi story. Oh, it's not Sufi, it's from India. There's a story of a young prince named, I hope nobody knows how to pronounce this correctly because I'm probably not going to say it correctly. Svetaketu. Svetaketu. So this young prince, he came home, he went to school, he got all the degrees. He got like a degree in everything. And he felt like, I know it all. But what his father realized is he had book knowledge, but not world knowledge. He knew things, but he didn't know things. And so he asked his son, he said, what is inside a fig if you open it up? And he opened up the fig and he said, well, there's you know, just different chunks of things. And he said, well, what happens if you open those up? Well, then it's particles. What happens if you open the particles up? Well, then it's nothing. And the father said, exactly. That is what you're made of. Nothing. And you know what's in the nothing? Everything. The nothingness contains infinite possibilities of everything. And that's really interesting. That's what quantum physics is telling us today, is that in the empty space of the nothingness, there resides the infinite possibilities of everything. And everything is just like kind of bouncing around in these infinite possibilities until we collapse reality onto the one thing. So we live in a space of infinite possibilities. It is in our body. It's what we're made of. It is the nothingness, the no-thingness from which everything arises. Isn't that weird? Everything arises from nothing. But it's true. Everything arises from nothing because that is the space of infinite possibility. So when you have nothing, you have everything. And you don't need anything because you already have everything. So what if we didn't have everything? Or what if we tuned into the everything that we had in the nothingness? What if I could say, in the nothingness is infinite possibility, and I am a place where that infinite possibility flows through? See, the cool thing is we're like a wave in the ocean, and we're looking for water. Even better, we're like a river. We're part of the flow. And does everybody know about the Dead Sea? It's the Dead Sea. So the Dead Sea is not a river. The Dead Sea is a reservoir. Things flow into the Dead Sea and nothing flows out. Nothing flows out. And so what happens is that all these minerals and stuff kind of get accumulated and it becomes stagnant. And so nothing can live in the Dead Sea. And the reason why nothing can live is because there isn't an outflow. So, have you ever been like the Dead Sea? Have you ever been to that place where like stuff comes in, but nothing's going out? Yeah. What if we could be like a river? What if we could be the place where the flow flows through us as a place of prosperity and abundance? And I don't mean this just in money, although it's also active in money, but I mean in your things, in your relationships. Are you giving forth? Are you giving forth? We have like, I have a thing, 60 billion cells, something like that. Where's my notes on the cells? Something like that. Oh, 60 trillion. I said billion. 60 trillion cells. Okay. You have 60 trillion cells in your body. Every single cell has a membrane. Every single cell has a membrane. And they are permeable. So things flow in, nutrients flow in, and then the cells, 10% flows out. Things flow in, 10% flows out. Now, I don't know, I hope this isn't a bad word, but isn't that what tithing is? Our cells are replicating tithing in our bodies. Things flow in, 10% comes out. Things flow in, 10% comes out. The cells keep 90%, 10% flows out. And they stay healthy and well. And when a cell stops doing that, it's typically a cancer cell, something like that, or a cell that's starting to die. It doesn't operate like that. And things become stagnant. And things stop working. So I think our bodies have an interesting intelligence that maybe that's something we could participate in. If we have 90% that comes in and we give out 10%, and you give out 10% of your money, you go through your house, you get rid of 10% of your clothes, you go through your things, you know, where in your life are you feeling stagnant? Wherever you're in your life, you might be feeling like the Dead Sea. It might be an opportunity to start to give away those things. Even in friendships. If you're feeling stagnant in friendships, that's the opportunity to become a friend. You start giving away the thing that you know is active, that you want to have active in your life. It's kind of weird. It's like reverse of what I've been taught. You know, like, oh, I have to get first and then I give. But what if I give first and then it allows, what's that, priming the pump, right? Where I give, I'm priming the pump. I'm giving that thing out and I'm allowing the, I'm saying to the universe, I'm ready. I'm ready for that constant flow of circulation. All right, we're going to have a practical application of this. I want you to stand up. No going to sleep when I'm talking, okay? Okay, I want you to stand. Stand with your, if you can, if you're able. If you're not able, that's fine too. Just try and put your feet hip width apart, okay? Roll your shoulders. Become like a channel, okay? And now close your eyes. And I want you to breathe in, and I want you to imagine a channel of infinite light, infinite abundance coming from above, flowing through your head, flowing through your body, and allowing it to flow through your legs. And just be in that channel. A channel of light flows through your body. And just allow that abundance to pour through you like a waterfall of love, a waterfall of light, a waterfall of amazingness. And breathe it in. And now what I want you to do is put your hands out and imagine that channel is flowing through your head and flowing through your arms. And as you are this place, imagine you're giving out some of that light from your hands. Give it out to the world. Maybe give it to the people next to you. Give it to somebody who you feel might need it. But know that that flow is coming from the infinite. And it's endless. And so you just get to channel that flow and give it out to people around you. And how does that make you feel? All right, now put your hands over your heart. Thank your body for being a place of abundance and flow, and you may be seated. So I just wanted you to get an image of what's possible. One of the things I know is that oftentimes the scarcity consciousness is like the channel's coming in and then I hold on instead of open to the flow. So where in your life can you be open to the flow? Where in your life can you be open to possibilities? Where in your life can you be open to that abundance? And one thing that's really cool is when you start being the channel, your consciousness is the real currency. Your consciousness of, I know that I'm in the flow, and I am part of the circulation of life, and I am both the receiver and the giver, and this is the divine circuit that allows everything in life to happen. Neuroscience proves that you can actually rewire your consciousness through practice. And so when you give, especially whenever you're giving in a place that stretches you a little bit, it allows you to change your consciousness by saying, I trust in the flow of the universe. And maybe every time you give, you can say, I trust in the flow of the universe. I trust in the flow of the universe. Did you know all the utility companies are trusting in you first? They do. They give you power and water and everything first, and they trust that you're going to give them money back for it. They do. And so do you ever pray over your bills? Your bills, right? And imagine all the people whose jobs are created by providing light and hot water to you. Do you have gratitude for the amount of infrastructure that was created just so you could have this blessing? So think about, where in your life can you open to the flow? Where in your life can you increase the gratitude? Where in your life can you recognize that you're not the wave, but the ocean? So I have a little bit of homework for you. I want you to write an abundance journal. If you don't already do it, some people do in the room. Some people are like, oh yeah, I got this. An abundance journal. So we're actually doing a four-stage abundance campaign, I'll say. Over this, so this is week two. We're going to have Cindy next week, Reverend Deborah the following week. And we're all talking about what is abundance? What is prosperity consciousness? What are we awakening to as a community together? Because when you thrive, we all thrive. And when you make a commitment to something that is a benefit, not just for yourself, but other people, that it multiplies what's going on in your life for the better. So part of this is eventually there's going to be an ask for a commitment to the community, if you want to, in making an investment or saying your declaration for next year. Like, what would be great? How can I support? How can I be participating in the flow? And one of the I read this really cool thing. Where is it? It was in Nature magazine. Okay, well, I needed to like highlight. Oh, here it is. To a 217 study in Nature Communications found that even the commitment to generosity changes your brain chemistry and increases well-being. Yeah. So when you make a commitment to something like your spiritual growth or this spiritual community, it actually changes the brain chemistry to improve your own well-beingness. I love that. So the first thing I want you to do is have an abundance journal. Write three pieces of evidence that the abundance is out there and it's happening. Start tuning your awareness to the fact that you are being fully supported by the universe. The second thing I want you to do is to recognize that you are the river, not the reservoir. So keep 90% and give 10% away. Keep 90% and give 10% away. And if you're not giving 10% away, that's okay. Give 1% away and then stretch yourself. I'm going to give 2% away. I'm going to give 3% away. And I don't mean just in money. What about service? What about giving your service? What kind of gifts do you have to give? So think about, I keep 90, I give 10% away. And the third thing is to recognize that your consciousness is your currency, your consciousness. So if you notice the I'm not enough, you say, that's not the truth of me. I live in a space of infinite possibility. The nothingness that's here is actually infinite potentiality in which everything arises. So what would I love? And this place where you get to dream, where you get to imagine, where you get to declare, where you get to ask the universe for support, where you get to show the universe the opportunity to support you. But you have to know that you got an entire universe of support on your behalf. So are you willing to do those three things? Yes. All right, good. I want to do something really special. I really want to acknowledge the people who have been here. So one thing that is a great way to practice prosperity is appreciation. So there's been a couple of people who've been stewarding this community for a very long time since Reverend Andrea retired. And first of all, I would like to have the four people who are on the leadership transition team. I think it was Deborah and Rana and Dan and Steve. If you're in the room, can you please stand? I would like everybody to put your hands up towards them. And repeat after me. We bless you.
We bless you.
We appreciate you.
And we know that you have expanded our community's consciousness.
We love you.
We love
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You may be seated. And now I would like the Board of Trustees to stand up. With the board, everybody who's on the board. Now I would like everybody to put their hands up towards the board. And I want you to repeat after me. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your stewardship of our community. We are growing because of you. We thank your gifts. And we thank you for who you are. You are a blessing. You may be seated. And there's one last group I want to thank, the practitioners in the room. Will the practitioners in the room please stand? You'll notice if you're here for the first time, the practitioners are wearing a stole. Most of them, the ones who are in service right now, they're wearing a stole. But these are the holders of abundance consciousness in the community. Part of their job is to see and know the highest and greatest good in all of you. And they continue to do that through prayer, through intention, through creative expression. And they've been here for you through this time, and they will continue to be here for you. I know that. So please put your hands up towards them and repeat after me. We bless you.
We bless you.
We thank you for holding us in your hearts. Your prayers expand us. We see you. And we know you see us. Thank you for your service. And so it is. So, knowing right here and right now that I am in the place of infinite possibility, that this is the beginning of something new that has never happened before for Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham, that each and every person who's walked into this room, who's joined us online, who is a part of this expanded awareness, is alive and awake in spirit, that there is something in the infinite presence of love. There's something in the infinite presence of the flow that is active and activating in us, that is allowing us to do a huge shift in consciousness, to open up to the awareness of the ever-loving, ever-supporting universe of good that is ours to express, to experience, to receive, to give, that we are part of that divine circulation. And so I celebrate this momentous day. I celebrate this momentous occasion, knowing that I am in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. And I am deeply, deeply, deeply grateful for that. And so it is.